Imagine discovering electricity while everyone else is still using candles. That's Facebook advertising in today's marketing landscape. While competitors waste hours tweeting into silence or blogging to empty rooms, savvy marketers are building empires through the world's most sophisticated people-matching machine. With nearly 3 billion users voluntarily profiling themselves through every like, comment, and connection, Facebook has created an unprecedented social graph that knows who people are before they know what they want. This fundamental distinction transforms how advertising works. Instead of responding to searches like Google does, Facebook lets you create demand by reaching perfect customers before they're actively looking. This isn't just another marketing channel. It's a revolution in targeting precision that connects businesses with customers who didn't even realize they were in the market. Facebook's targeting capabilities allow you to reach exactly who needs your product before they search for it. Unlike Google's reactive approach, Facebook's sociographic targeting focuses on identity, reaching specific demographics like married homeowners in Phoenix who enjoy DIY projects. You can filter by location, down to a 1-mile radius, demographics, interests, and connections to existing customers. For local businesses, this precision transforms marketing. A dentist can advertise specifically to parents who recently moved within 5 miles of their practice, while a yoga studio can target nearby meditation enthusiasts who follow wellness influencers. This eliminates wasted impressions while increasing relevance. The platform provides immediate feedback on audience size as you adjust parameters, functioning as instant market research. Facebook excels at right-angle marketing, approaching customers from unexpected directions rather than head-on. Instead of targeting immediate needs, it focuses on identity and beliefs, revealing surprising connections like Shih Tzu owners being 5 times more likely to book Caribbean cruises. Even commodity items benefit by targeting emotional niches, such as selling checks with St. Bernard images to dog lovers rather than competing solely on price. Think of Facebook as your digital front porch. People visit to connect with friends and family, not to shop. Aggressive sales tactics would clear this gathering quickly. Instead, successful marketers engage visitors by offering something fascinating that makes them stop and take notice, valuable content that genuinely helps. This approach builds relationships by providing value first. A printer ink seller might share money-saving tips before mentioning their product. A photography studio could offer composition techniques. A fitness center might provide free workout plans. Remember, users visit Facebook to connect and be entertained, not solve problems. Add value through live Q&As, polls, or behind-the-scenes glimpses before asking for anything in return. This creates meaningful connections rather than immediate transactions, building a community that naturally gravitates toward your offerings when needed. In the Facebook battlefield, images reign supreme. About 80% of an ad's effectiveness comes from the image and headline combination, with the image alone responsible for 70% of results. The perfect Facebook ad interrupts users' mindless scrolling with images that provoke strong emotional reactions, creating pattern interruption. Since Facebook centers on people, images featuring humans typically outperform objects or landscapes. Testing shows that women in images work effectively for almost any audience, while direct eye contact commands special attention as your brain registers it as either a threat or love interest. Copywriting is a high-value skill that can earn $10,000 per hour when mastered. In Facebook advertising, your words have one purpose: getting the click. Like a resume aiming only for an interview, your ad must be compelling enough to make someone take action. You have a fraction of a second to capture attention. If the image interests them, they'll read the headline. If the headline resonates, they'll read the body text. Your ad functions as a promise, so compelling users feel they'll regret not clicking. Great headlines trigger emotions by connecting to what people deeply care about, selling dreams and outcomes rather than features. When you discover the keys to unlocking your prospect's mind, incorporate them into your marketing to create deeper connections. One advertiser boosted conversions 11% by adding a single sentence referencing books his audience loved, Brave New World and 1984. When a successful ad stops performing, celebrate it, then try a new angle. Facebook's top advertisers change their ads every 12 days, though fatigued ads can become effective again after 90 to 120 days. For effective headlines, include psychographic target words in your title. JC's for JC's members, St. Bernard for dog lovers, Van Halen for fans. Every ad has a tone, sensual, using words like love and secret, conquering, destroy and achieve, or endearing, cute and sweet. Testing multiple tones helps identify what resonates with your audience. Don't fear strange or silly images. Be the shiny object on the page. A Groupon ad with a baby pig and red rain boots proved irresistibly clickable. Plan to rotate multiple images before launching any campaign, as even your best ads will fatigue. Different visuals interrupt different people. Some respond to emotional faces, others to animals or food. Finding compelling images is typically easier for beginners than writing compelling copy. Facebook offers powerful targeted advertising exclusively to your page's fans. While email marketing remains valuable, Facebook provides a non-intrusive alternative. A business with 28,000 fans can display promotions to all fans for pennies per impression, reaching each fan 10 times for about $280, compared to $8,400 for a single postcard mailing. You can also target friends of your fans to leverage social credibility. This works especially well for local businesses, as viewers will see at least one friend who likes your business, creating instant social proof. A simple technique for generating likes is asking users to like things they already love, connecting your business to existing passions rather than creating new interest. However, building exclusively on Facebook pages is risky digital sharecropping. You work the land while Facebook owns it. Your business becomes vulnerable to platform changes or account suspensions. Use Facebook for leads, but maintain your own website and customer list. Diversify your traffic sources so no single channel exceeds 20% of your business, making you resilient against algorithm changes. As advertising costs rise, improve your marketing funnel by increasing click-through rates, conversion rates, and repeat business. Terror often signals importance. If you're never scared, you're not doing anything meaningful. Tom Maloche advises entrepreneurs to start advertising immediately rather than waiting for perfection. Create a simple web page with an email sign-up form, update prospects regularly, and seek paying customers before feeling fully ready. The first steps are always hardest, but practice makes even daunting challenges manageable. Facebook advertising builds relationships at scale, connecting with people based on who they are rather than just what they're searching for. By mastering this platform, you're creating a sustainable business asset that grows more valuable with each connection. The digital gold rush is happening now, with the tools to stake your claim already at your fingertips.